So the intention is, so Lot 1 is where the reaeration building will be. And then that'll discharge through Lot 4 to the Root River. That's the infrastructure that is being put in now. Once this is up and running, we will be completing monitoring of a number of different constituents of the water per DNR regulations. That's part of the WPD's permit that we will have. One outcome, potential outcome, is thermal limits, temperature. So we've been modeling it, working with WDNR. There's the potential that they could have requirements that we would have to meet that would require some sort of thermal cooling of the system. So if that happens...
All the modeling that we've done so far does not appear that that'll be something that we'll have to do. But without it being operated and taking temperature for the next 4 or 5 years, when the next permit is due, we won't know that for sure. So part of the what we told DNR is that we would take the temperatures, but all the modeling that we've done, all the engineering that we've done on it so far says there won't be a problem. But we just got to go through that exercise after it's up and operating.
Two things. Your name and address, please. And
excuse me?
Your name and address, please.
Andy Schrank. I'm with Jacobs Engineering. We're working with Greeley and Hansen on the design of this outfall facility. Excuse me.
And what you're implying is that if you have to apply some cooling, you're going to do that on Lot 2. Is that what you're saying?
Lot 2 and 4.
And yet, Commissioner Haley's question still is appropriate, in my view. You're only rezoning Lot 1. Why not Lot 2 and 4 as well?
We don't anticipate that, and we'd have to come back to the city.
Right. We don't anticipate that we're going to need it at this point, and we'd have to come back to the city to rezone it if we had to install those wetlands. The wetlands would be installed, again, as we discussed before, the reason we moved the lot one from the west side of the existing property there to the east side is to take advantage of the topography. If we build the wetlands, it would be a series of wetlands where the water would naturally flow down through the wetlands where the temperature would be dissipating as it traveled through those wetlands, ultimately leading to the discharge that would be in the Root River. And again, we don't anticipate that that would happen, but if it does, the wetlands would be in Lot 2. It would go west to behind Lot 1 and up to the corner and then back to Lot 4 as it gets closer to the river and then ultimately into the river. So the only lot that we would need in addition to Lot 4 would be Lot 2. But again, we don't anticipate it at this time, which is why we're not requesting the rezoning at this time, because we'd prefer it to remain what it is today.
It's your question.
And I understand that and appreciate it, because you have to plan forward, look forward. You don't know.
Correct.
What seemed a little peculiar to me is when we look at Lot 2, it's got three major intrusions of wetlands that basically chop it into little pieces. So if, in fact, you have to do something to make the DNR happy, I don't know how that does without eliminating most of those existing wetlands. Possibly, to some extent, you could integrate them into mitigation and things, but it becomes physically very difficult to do anything with that site, unless, of course, you're going to claim that you're exempt from our natural resources, and that's another discussion we'll have. But the point is, Lot 2, it makes sense. Hang on to it. If we don't need it in the future, it could still be sold. But I'm assuming if you needed to put wetlands or things on there, that then you would feel a need to do a rezone of that parcel as well.
Okay.
Possibly four. I'm
just to clarify, we are not purchasing lots 2 and 3 at this point. The owners want to retain the ownership of those two parcels. So we have accommodated the owners' desires by breaking those off and creating lots 2 and 3. The reason we did it like we did was because in the event that we needed to accomplish the thermal or we needed to adjust the thermal discharge, the thermal characteristics for the discharge, is that we need Lot 2. We would not need Lot 3. So the current owner will retain Lot 3 for sure, because they wanted to maintain the ownership of the farm, the existing farm that's there. So we broke it off so that in the event that we needed to construct the wetlands, to take care of the thermal issues, we would purchase back Lot 2 and then use Lot 2 and Lot 4 to accomplish that.
Do you have an option in place or a right of first refusal on that parcel?
We are going to be putting that in place once we record the CSM and purchase the property. We have an option on the entire property. And now once the CSM is recorded, what we will do is we will purchase Lots 1 and 4, and then we'll turn around and put in an option to purchase on Lot 2 also. And then Lot 3 will remain under the ownership of the current owner. Make sense?
We're still being asked to rezone something we don't fully know what it's going to be. But then this is still a moving target. We've got a building and we've got a pipeline. That's all we know right now. What this site's going to look like in 3-5 years, we don't know. But
And we'd have to come back to the Plan Commission if we wanted to modify that.
And that's really good. Coming back is always a pain. Costs money, costs time.
But we like seeing these guys. Maybe not, Kevin.
We don't always have to revisit things that can be taken care of now, but I understand your choice not to.
Any other questions regarding the rezoning? Okay, again, requires 4 affirmative. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, the zoning map specifically to rezone a Lot 1 of the certified survey map previously just approved from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District and FW Floodway District to I-1 Institutional District located at 5207 West Oakwood Road, approximately 2.4 acres.
Recommended for approval.
Staff has recommended approval.
No, it's a motion.
That's what I said. Motion.
CSM was recommended for approval, not approved. That's what you stated.
The CSM was recommended for approval. It has not been approved yet. That happens by the Common Council. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Why not just head it off at the pass? Mr. Martinez. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
As previously discussed, requires 4 affirmative votes. Mayor votes to break the tie and affect the outcome. Mayor votes aye. Motion carries. Okay, I must add lib that. Okay, anyway, the next item on the agenda is a site plan for essentially Lot 1. Mr. Martinez.
So the site plan is for the building in Lot 1 and for the pipe, consider essential services in Lot 4 to the from Lot 1 to the Root River, as requested by one of the cities, and I will show a picture of the building. These are the elevations, brick siding, and this is a conceptual rendering. But this rendering is not showing the proposed landscape screening. So with the landscape screening in the landscape plan, so the building will be screened from the right-of-way and from the adjacent properties. So it will not be visible from the road. Regarding the site plan, the applicant is requesting 4 deviations to be discussed by the Plan Commission. So I don't know if you prefer to go to each of the requested deviations.
Yeah, let's do them the way we do it usually, one by one. Mr. Duchniak, which one is the first that you have issue with? You don't have a
document. The driveway. The UDO requires 24-foot width for the driveway, and the applicant is requesting 12-foot.
This is Condition 7, which reads, pursuant to UDO 15-5.0202A, applicant shall revise the site plan to increase the driveway width to 24 feet prior to issuance of a building permit, and it's currently on the drawings as what, 6? 12.
It's 12.
12. Drawing shows 12. UDO says 24. Mm-hmm. They want 12. Mr. City Engineer.
Got a comment and questions. So
Condition 7.
For the amount of money they're spending on the entire project, I'm sure going from 12 to 24 doesn't make a bit of difference, really, in the overall scheme of things. But I did talk to them about this issue and all the upcoming issues. The whole idea is that it's really residential. Even though it's industrial park just north of here, they're adjacent to homes, across the street from homes. And the more you can get this to blend in, that's what I was suggesting and supportive of. I do have a question on the...
We did provide pictures of the homes in the handout of the area, which is what we're trying to match the existing homes and the driveway widths that are in the area.
So I'm sure some of it, like...
7, 8, and 9, sorry.
So my question was, you had a couple different looks of the brick. So you had some dark red brick and you had some kind of faded brick. Next meeting, actually, this commission will see a City of Franklin project. It's a pump station. We really tried to make it as mute as possible, you know, without colors that stand out. So are you anticipating a bright red, or are you anticipating a muted, kind of almost washed white?
I'm going to punt on that because I'm not a color guy. So I'm going to pass this.
We can make it any color that is acceptable to Franklin. My preference would be more at the muted end than the red end.
I would strongly suggest more of the muted, washed, kind of gray, white, kind of just a...
Correct.
Because it really hides it quite a bit more. You don't... And somebody who's over our utility system, you don't want these places to attract attention. You'd like it to be as muted as possible.
Absolutely. Part of the problem is... When we do these renderings through CAD, they print differently and they show differently than what they're on the screen. Okay. And I have to apologize that this is...
I don't think we need to include that in the motion, but as long as you understand, I want the muted, unless the rest commission would like to specify it. But as long as we understand it's going to be very muted, that would be my preference.
Understood. Let's go back and answer the question. 12 or 24? Is there a motion regarding the matter?
I'd like to make a motion on 12.
Is there a second on a motion to allow a 12-foot wide driveway?
Second.
Mr. City Attorney.
Does the UDO permit not doing the 24-foot width? I see the code section cited, but I...
It says non-residential uses, but it does not specify for, institutional or retail. Just as non-residential.
Does it say use or in the neighborhood?
The use.
Mr. City Attorney, go for it.
Well, this is not why I looked at this earlier today, but with regard to essential services, table 15-4.0100, within the footnotes, footnote B, pertaining to including non-residential plan development districts, et cetera, within the paragraph does have a sentence, private roads, public rights of way for arterial streets, highways, collector streets, minor streets. And this could be considered a private road also. Within the boundaries of a residential development site, I know there's a rezone here, but you're within residential development site, are considered residential development. So
in that case, for residential, the minimum required is 12 for the driveway.
Well, you're talking about essential services. What's the essential service? It's the entirety. The service is from Waukesha to the Root River. So I think there's an availability for the 12 foot because it's an essential service.
And practically speaking, they don't need a way in and a way out at the same time for two vehicles. But, you know, you don't need to be practical to have it in the law, right?
We're anticipating typically monthly visits by a single pickup truck from the city.
Commissioner Hogan?
No public
I was just wondering why they wanted to change it because of cost points.
No, it's actually just to match what the other properties that are out there. We didn't want to draw attention to it.
Commissioner Haley.
Okay, I understand that one, the camouflage effect, but I don't think it serves you to have a narrow driveway. Yes, once it's built, there will only be certain service equipment in there. During construction, you're installing piping, major building, you're going to need that. In the future, and I'm thinking about the logical development of Franklin, that street will be upgraded, improved, rebuilt, and we don't want to be queuing traffic, making them stop while somebody waits on the street with the truck and a trailer so somebody can come out. And, you know, you're creating that sort of condition out there. I guess I don't understand why we can't just put in a 24 that will serve the needs. That's what anybody doing site plan, you're trying to fit into the neighborhood, but from a site usage perspective, equipment coming, trucks coming, you need a decent driveway. You're going to have a hard time staying on a 12-footer.
There is no equipment that will be needed at this site. It's all natural, so we'll have just pickup trucks that will be coming in there, so it would be a pickup truck.
Well, I guess I'm thinking about the construction process. You've got 9 months, a year of trucks and equipment coming in and out of there on a 12-foot width. And again, I know the driveway won't be built till the end, but that just seems like a nightmare for a contractor and for you in the future.
No, during construction, they will have a gravel drive, and then they will restore it back to its existing self, except for the 12-foot driveway.
The width of the culvert will need to accommodate the wider entrance. Yes, you can peel it all back. I'm looking for a compelling argument for why you want 12 instead of 24, other than to fit in with the residential neighborhood, because that's not a residential-looking building, despite your best efforts.
That's the reason. I don't know what other reason. During construction, yes, it'll be most likely wider, and the construction company will put it in there, but the city of Franklin comes in and puts the culvert in, so that'll be cleaned out. The city of Franklin would come in and put the culvert in that we pay for, as I understand it, and then we'll put the driveway in. So we're talking about the driveway at the end of the project, once the building is completed.
There'll be no culvert during construction?
There would be.
How are you going to maintain flows?
There'll probably be a temporary culvert.
So you put in a temporary, then you tear that all out and put it in smaller.
And then you put the permanent in, and once it's permanent, then we only need a pickup truck coming in.
Your choice.
And if
my site planning experience is a mistake.
If for some reason in the future, when the road gets widened or something, and the city deems it necessary that we go to a 24-foot, at that point we could go there. I don't have a problem with it, but we're trying to match the neighborhood right now. We don't want to have a larger driveway sticking out, because if you look up and down the street, they're all 12-foot.
Mr. City Attorney.
And I don't know and based off the city attorney, I don't know if we need the exception anyway.
Maybe amend the condition to add, and in the event of future development change in the area under which or for which the city determines the 12-foot driveway is required to be a 24-foot driveway, the property owner shall construct and provide same.
That's fine. We're not going anywhere, so.
Mr. Engineer.
You know, with our water system, we have some pump stations around.
Wait a minute. Don't go there.
Well, if we were to have to do something very major, we'd have to, if you will, blow up what we have and to get in and really do something major. The equipment that you have here, as I understand, really it's just a pipe coming out of the ground. And in fact, I'm even surprised you're going to buy the little stair step thing, because I've designed those, and I know it's pretty. I mean, just really, it's nothing. No moving parts.
Right.
The only moving parts would be your meters, and probably samplers.
There's no meters.
Oh, really?
No.
There's just like a sampling.
A sampler and a
sampling.
DO probe or something.
Sampling. Oh. DO probe.
Oh.
And a temperature probe.
Temperature probe.
Yeah, so I mean, it's something that could almost fit in a toolbox kind of equipment kind of thing.
Right.
So
we'll have to recalibrate that once a month.
So even if it were to take a while, I mean, subdivisions, it happens all the time where trucks go in a lot, you know, take up a bigger space to go in and out of a driveway. But when it's all said and done, you don't want to create more hardscape if it's not needed forever and ever. So I do appreciate, you know, trying to make it as nice as you can. I just think that 12-foot really would match, and that was, I guess I shouldn't campaign too hard for that, because I think that might have been my suggestion some of our site plan reviews. So
just get rid of the condition and add yours, because it's revising it up from 12. We want it to be down to 12.
It's in 24 feet.
To increase.
They didn't vote on that yet.
Well, we're about to, but we got to know what we're voting on, and it's a double negative. We'll go that way. Do you have a suggested motion on this, Mr.?
We have a motion on the table by Commissioner Hogan.
To allow a 12-foot, but that doesn't conform to the condition.
The suggestion by city attorney, do you want to add this to a separate motion?
It's up to the commission.
All right, so what I suggest is the motion is to delete the wording in condition 7 and change it to language as revised by the city attorney and staff that says similar to, in the event of changes in the area development and the city requiring a 24-foot driveway, it shall be provided by the Waukesha Water Utility.
We've put 12 in there, though, so it's clear that it's 12.
And 12 is authorized.
Okay.
And wasn't there a motion already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So vote on whether or not it's amended by that future revision expansion. Okay. Subsidiary motion.
How about we just withdraw the motion, that motion, and just do this one?
Friendly amendment is that if the first and second are okay with the
friendly
amendment.
How do you want it done? I don't care.
Vote on whether or not they want it amended.
Okay. All those in favor of amending the width to allow it to be 12 feet, signify by saying aye.
To
downgrade.
Amend the motion.
Amend the motion to, well, there is no motion to amend.
Yes, there is.
He moved and it's been seconded.
What was the motion?
By Commissioner Hogan to allow the 12-foot driveway, and second by Commissioner Leon.
All those in favor of that motion? What?
There's no amendment to it.
But that motion is not including
plus
the amendment.
Plus adding the language I just described about the changes in development in the area where the city requires a 24-foot, it goes to 24.
Normally you do that by a vote on the to amend it, and then you vote on the main motion.
Is there a motion to amend the motion to include that language?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, here we go. Discussion of motion to amend the motion to require 24-foot if the city requires it. Commissioner Leon.
I just think it's unnecessary to add that personally. I'm not the city attorney, but it doesn't sound like it's really needed here. That's all.
They consent.
All those in favor of the motion to amend the motion to require 24 if required by the city. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. So now the motion is amended to include that language. Mm-hmm. Is there a motion to approve the motion allowing for 12-foot requiring 24 if required?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Condition 8 is an ADA space.